All right. She wants to come on the program today. She says she's got a pressing matter, so let's open the door and welcome a friend of the show, George's old swim coach, Marge Schimdidler.
Hi, George.
Hey, Marge.
Did you have a pretty good little weekend?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Hi, Marge.
George, you're looking good.
Well, that's nice of you to
say, Marge.
I'm so
glad
nice
you
yourself.
Had a pleasant weekend.
Yeah, how about yourself?
Mine wasn't quite as good as pleasant.
Oh, no.
Not to get into specifics, but yeast infections aren't fun.
Oh, Marge, you don't have to talk about those.
I can tell you that with some degree of certainty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, poor. Well, outside of that, you look good, Marge. Your chair looks like it's in good shape, and I get you look okay.
Which one are you? Are you non-George?
Yes, I'm non-George.
Okay, I couldn't place you.
Well, it's easy because everyone is non-George.
George, are you still swimming pretty hard?
Not really, no. Certainly not competitively, and no, I haven't
you
been
got
a swimmer.
A pretty big pool back behind that mansion of yours.
Not a mansion, not a big pool.
I've seen it from the edge of the woods, which is as close as I can get without your guard sweating me.
I don't have guards. That's ridiculous.
George, let her on property.
They always fire a few warning shots at me.
No.
That's when I get the hint to leave.
No, you're welcome any time.
They're always trying to wing the chair. One of them put a hole through my motor last spring.
Oh,
man.
It's awful.
I sat in the woods for 6 weeks till a rancher came and saved me. You gods hate me, George.
I don't have guards, and no, they wouldn't hate you if I did.
There was one time one of them threw me out of the chair.
Oh, no.
And about four of them went family style on me.
Jeez.
That was the only pleasant interaction I've ever had with them.
Oh, man.
You need to talk to those guys, George.
I don't know who she's talking about.
But I love the times I can watch you work out from the woods there. You really are a merman.
That's weird.
Merman.
Even now, as I'm looking at you, it's clear.
Yep.
You're in the best shape of your life.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that at all.
You guys know a lot of people, don't you?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know how some people have a sense of hope about life and plan to live beyond Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of those people, too.
Marge.
Come
so
on.
Sad.
Be a little more optimistic.
I have all my hopes riding on one thing.
What's that?
Winning the Olympics with you at the helm of my swim team in Rio.
Okay, there's a lot of things wrong with that. Number one, you don't win the Olympics, just, you know, in general. And I don't swim competitively. I certainly couldn't swim in the Olympics. And what team?
It's now
Your
or never,
team?
George.
Why?
It's now or never. They'll never let me be the swim coach of the Olympics unless I sign you up.
George, you're her only hope.
You're my only hope.
They've already got their team set. They had the trials a couple of weeks ago.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kajub-Jub. You're my only hope.
Well, you don't have much hope then. Just forget all about the Olympics.
Look, we've got to do it. We've got to do it now because I'm looking at 2020, the next Olympics, and I'm thinking one thing.
Hmm.
I'm not going to make it.
You don't know
right.
that.
2016
this
is it.
For me. 2016, a bust, George.
You don't know that you're not going to make it.
Please, I'm begging you.
Look,
it's my only chance to return to the glory that I never actually had.
Well,
Marge, do you believe in 2 weeks George can get in good enough shape to beat Michael Phelps?
Yeah, what event? What event are we talking about here?
I'm telling you, you're a merman. You're in the best shape of your
no,
life.
No, I'm not. I'm not, and the only event I think I could finish is like 50 free, and I would finish like, I don't know, 20 seconds behind.
Yeah, that's better than nothing.
She just wants a chance.
Just a chance. Just give me something to go on, George.
You know,
I haven't eaten in a week.
You know, if you just show up to Rio with her, there's always the outside chance it could be the miracle in the water, Like that, we, no one thought the hockey team would beat the Russians.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Yeah,
that it'll be. That's what it'll be called: the miracle in Agua.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, Mark.
I'm sure you're both wondering why the missing hands.
It did cross my mind.
Yeah,
I didn't want to ask.
They're heavily taped anyway.
Well, I still have the hands. They're still there. They're just obscured by the full body cast. So then you might be wondering
why the full body cast. Yes, yes, right. It did cross my mind.
Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Oh, have I told you this one before?
I just guessed.
Well, this was just recently. I had heard someone had left a can of half-eaten soup by a creek on the other side.
Oh, man.
Oh, Marge.
And I tried to get across that bridge, but silly me, I'd forgotten to charge the chair.
Oh, no. Again?
Yes, I used the plug back behind the Walmart.
So beaten down.
And I'd forgotten to do it that morning, and I got hit by a Mack truck going 90.
Man, they speed.
He had no respect for me.
Oh, gosh. Well, looks like you're getting better anyway.
How did you hear about a half-eaten can of soup on the other side of the Trinity?
So, George, I'm going to give you my email address, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to email me if you reconsider the whole Olympics thing.
Okay.
In the next couple weeks.
All right.
Okay, you can see, there it is.
Okay.
It's Marge at Austin Street.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll email you
They'll
if I have a change of heart.
Me.
Okay.
I drop in every week and check them.
Okay.
See you, George.
Bye, Marge. Good luck.
Bye, non-George.
Bye, Marge.
She goes. Marge Shimdidler, a former swim coach, not of mine, but a former swim coach,